This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM, I'm Benji Shulman. This is the New Blue Review. And every single week in the run-up to the elections, we have a different political party who comes on to tell us what they are all about and where you should be putting your vote. And this week's turn is the turn of the Democratic Alliance. And we have Darren Bergman, who is a Member of Parliament for the DA, joining us on the program. Darren, welcome to the show. Nice to have you with you on the New Blue Review.
Yes, good morning, Benj. Thanks very much for having me.
Really, really nice to have you on. Darren, how is it going there, out there on the campaigning trail? We're starting to see a lot of posters up, rallies. We saw some DA adverts. What is your feeling about the campaign at the moment?
I'd say this is very exciting. I think that it would definitely be one of the most confusing elections with the three ballot papers, but definitely one of the most exciting elections, I think, that one's going to have, one of the most important.
So that's actually an interesting question about the three ballot papers, because it is something which people are starting to question and understand. Do you want to just take us through that quickly? What is that? What is the three ballot papers about, so people are aware?
Well, basically, because of the independents that are also going to be able to run now, I think it's very important that voters are aware that they will be having three ballots. There's two reasons why they should be aware. The one being that it might take longer in process. So we ask that people please do be patient and not be deterred by the queues or not go vote, that they please do go vote and they please do stand in the line. It shouldn't be that long, number one. Number two is there's going to be three ballots. The first one would be there will be on the actual ballot will say national. That's to basically you'll only have party names on that ballot, and that's to vote for a party on the national ballot. The second ballot will say regional, and that will have both independent candidates, so you might see a face and a name, and you'll see parties as well. And that ballot is to vote. You can either vote for a candidate or you can vote for a party. You cannot vote for both, so it's only one tick, otherwise the ballot will be spoilt. And that ballot is to vote for someone on a national also for the national parliament as well. And then the third one being the provincial ballot. And that one will also have both party and individuals on it. And again, you can only vote for a party or an individual, but you cannot vote for both.
So it's very interesting that provincial ballot, I think in some ways, Darren, might turn out to be the most important part of this election in some ways, because by my count, there are at least four, maybe five provinces that might be up for non, let's sort of say it, non-ANC dominance come May 29th. There's, obviously the Western Cape has been run by the DA for now a number of years, but KZN and Gauteng are two big ones where it's not clear that the ANC will have a majority, and maybe even the Northern Cape and Free State. So that provincial ballot actually, whereas before it was sort of just a nice to have, might become a serious issue in this election.
Well, definitely. I mean, and for many reasons. Again, KZN, I think there's about four parties that are looking to have over 20% of the vote. That makes it a bookie's nightmare in terms of the ballot. It also makes it exciting to watch, because I believe there that definitely you would look at a coalition. You just hope it's the coalition of good over a coalition of corruption. And with Gauteng, it's no different. I think it's a tight ballot, and I think that every vote you would want it possibly to go for a party that would contest for a coalition ballot or for power. And I think that's important to note, because again, you don't want, with the introduction of individuals, you don't want to talk them out of, you don't want to talk anyone out of a job now. You don't want to, you don't want to discount a process. But when you're looking at Gauteng and you're seeing that she has an opportunity for us to grab Gauteng, you don't want voters to take away their vote from a party per se, when you can, when there's an opportunity here for a coalition. And as you say, rightfully, there's quite a few of these parties all around in these little provinces that are up for grabs. There's even an op, you know, there's some people would have you believe that the Western Cape might even go down to a coalition, and these are the kind of things that we need to look out for, and that's why every vote will count in this election.
I mean, the coalitions are an interesting question. Darren, like some people have said that they would almost, you know, prefer an ANC government because they know what they're getting. Coalitions have been kind of disorganized in some people's view. I mean, is given that, that Gauteng is in some polls literally at a potential 50%, if you add in, say, the ANC and the EFF, that gets you just about to 50%, which is a kind of a coalition. I suppose it is a coalition. But is, you know, what's your view on voters who are kind of scared of what coalition politics means for a country?
Look, I think we've learned from coalitions. I think we've learned what doesn't work. I think Johannesburg's a great example of a dismal failure. And I think we've learned that we definitely need to go in with agreements. We definitely have to know that going in, this is what you have to have an agreement in place. It has to be binding. And you all have to be singing off the same song sheet. I think our first hurdle anyway after the election, regardless of coalition mandates, is going to be the vote for president or the vote for premier, because that goes down to the individual that selects the individual in parliament or the individual in the legislature that selects the president or the premier. So you can imagine a whole host of brown paper bags that will be offered to individuals to say, listen, this is the candidates, and we hope that you're going to be voting with us. And you know, you look at the vulnerable of certain parties, and all of a sudden, if it's a secret ballot, the first hurdle becomes who becomes president. And it might not be, you know, all of a sudden your coalition has to be tight and the agreements have to be tight. So let's say that from Johannesburg, we've learned, number one, your coalitions have to be tight. Number two, there's definitely what's arising here are two types of coalitions. You're getting a coalition of, dare I say, the coalition of those that I suppose subscribe to the Constitution, to say it diplomatically, and I think those that would push the boundaries of economic reform and land reform to and take us probably to the economic brink, take this country to untested territory. And in those situations, voters are probably asking themselves exactly as you say, you know, if the, let's say the DA and the multi-party charter were to win by a slight majority, you know, if it was neck and neck, and that there was an opportunity for the DA to work with the ANC, or the DA to rather let the ANC-EFF coalition go into power, you know, what is the better of these two evils? And I think what people have to understand is exactly what we've learned in Johannesburg or Pretoria, is that when you win with the most seats, it doesn't mean you win power. All it means is that you take office. The rest of the, what you've also got to have is the administration on your side, or you've got to be able to own the administration. And I think that if we're to take up power, it must be that we can control the administration as well, that we have the ability to say what happens. You know, we have the ability to appoint our own people in the administration.
Darren Bergman there from the DA talking to us on 101.9 FM. If you have any questions, 34519, you can send them in and we will have a discussion. We're talking today, as we always do, in the run-up to the elections to different political parties. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM. We're doing our run-up to 2024 elections today, talking to all the different political parties, and today is the turn of the DA. Now, just to finish off the coalition discussion, Darren, what about the idea of a minority government, right? Let's say that the ANC gets 43%. There is a way in which you can have a situation where parties vote from the outside, so they don't join in a coalition, but they say, all right, look, we'll keep party X in power, but then we're not going to vote with them on every single thing. We'll just sort of keep them in power so that more extreme parties don't get in. Is that something that's being considered as well at the moment?
At this stage, I think we've run our course with the multi-party charter. I think we're going to stick to that. But, you know, we're going to take ourselves, we're going to try to get as many votes as possible to see how many provinces we can get to, you know, be the kingmakers at with the multi-party charter. I think those are the partners we've chosen. Other than that, at this stage, nothing else is really, you know, nothing else has really been discussed except for the fact that we should try and keep anything, you know, keep the country's economy, keep the country's ability to create jobs. That should be at the forefront of all decisions. So I think that's where we have to keep it.
So, I mean, that's the next question was going to be, like, what has been your central message as the DA? I mean, at a provincial level, I've seen some quite interesting stuff coming out of the Western Cape administration, which is, of course, DA run, where they're talking about how they've kept unemployment under 20% and how many jobs the Western Cape has produced versus the rest of the country. But has that been, that issue of unemployment, been a message from national, the national campaign, or is it more of a provincial thing? What is the DA saying to voters at the moment to say, well, give us your vote?
Well, we basically run on about seven key issues. Basically, we could say that if you focus on those seven key issues, you could pretty much change South Africa within 100 days, so to speak. And we believe with our policy, so we have the seven basic key issues, and then there's a huge booklet behind it that, you know, we can cater for the person on the streets right down to the academic. But basically, in a nutshell, we will create 2 million jobs. We will root out corruption within the public sector just by wiping out cadre deployment, by looking at making the procurements more transparent, by ensuring that our learners on a grade 4 level can read for purpose, looking at the introduction of specialized crime units that would, by introducing them, by taking them down to provincial level. These are things that would already cut crime, not just by half, not just by halving crime. It would have an impact on the whole criminal justice system. And of course, we could, through public-private partnerships, we could end load shedding and water shedding. Water shedding hasn't necessarily affected many people on this radio station, but I can assure you that some people have felt load shedding in certain areas for a week, and they were up in arms. There's certain areas that haven't had water, normal water, through their pipes for over months, and those areas haven't even been discussed. They haven't even made the first four pages of newspapers. And these are the kind of things that we aim to fix within the first few months of being in power. And I think that's...
That's an interesting question you bring up around people who haven't had water. I suspect that if I was to open the lines here and ask if people didn't have water, I'd have a flood of people, because I think it is becoming a big issue. But kind of those outlying areas, people that have been affected, it's an interesting question. Often when we talk about the DA, people say, well, you know, the DA is just for middle class people, for privileged people, just for white people. Is that something that the party is cognizant of when it's doing its campaign?
Well, I basically... We're the only party, I believe, that has really taken and protected the Constitution by going to court the whole time to protect the Constitution, by really being there for all. We are the true Rainbow Nation Party. And we really sit on the principles of redress, reconciliation, embracing diversity and delivery. We can quite honestly say our membership is demographic of South Africa. And that we are probably we're definitely the biggest party that can boast that. But I can assure you, we're one of the only parties that can boast that.
Now, let me ask as well, obviously, at the moment, it's very hot globally with lots of wars going on. We have Sudan, we've got Ukraine, and of course, we've got the ongoing issue on Gaza. This does seem to have put political parties into the spotlight in terms of them having to answer questions on this. Where has the DA found itself in relation to those issues?
We find ourselves in hot water in the sense that the ANC and the EFF have tried to exploit voters emotionally by trying to bring the DA into a war that, quite frankly, the DA shouldn't be in. The DA has a proud track record of basically being on the side of peace and being on the side of valuing life, all life, equally. So the DA has a history of that. The DA has always spoken out, whether it's been against the killing of Rohingyas, whether it's been the killing in Syria, whether it's been the killing in the Middle East. The DA has a proud record of speaking out about any injustices, any inhumane human rights killings. So when it comes to war and sporadic war that we speak about, the DA has always maintained that the road to peace in the Middle East is about two-state solutions. Now, where did this come about? This came about in 1947 with the Resolution 181. So if one can get back to 181, if one can get back to what was envisaged in 181 with two administrations living side by side with trade, with Jerusalem being an international capital and with peace being guaranteed on both sides, and with the quality of life, with the value of life being given to both sides, that both, you know, so when we talk about something like a ceasefire or an end to this war, we can't say a ceasefire without the release of hostages, or we can't say the release of hostages without the ending, the incursion into Gaza. But we have to understand both. So at this stage, I would suggest that also in the Ukraine front, that we've had from 2016, we never just happened upon the war in Ukraine. From 2016, I've been stating that Russia should cease from trying to encroach on the Crimean Peninsula. I've spoken when they've encroached on the borders of Ukraine, when they started what I believe was handing out passports and trying to put people into the buffer zones and trying to change the demographics, so to speak. We've spoken out in all these places, but when the ANC talk and the EFF talk, they make it sound as if the DA are fence sitters, that the DA's got no policy, that the DA just want, you know, that the DA don't talk out on anything. And yet that's completely wrong. Now, when it comes to voting in South Africa, your foreign policy should be about 5% of your manifesto. 95% of your manifesto should actually be about what you're going to do domestically for your people that live in South Africa. Because if you get your house in order here, then can you comment on what your recipe of success is for people outside of South Africa? So I think what we need to do is we need to show our offering to people in South Africa, and they need to look at our manifesto and say, well, can the DA deliver in South Africa? If they believe we can, because we've done it in Midvale, we've done it in certain areas around the Western Cape, then they should look at the Western Cape as well as a province, and they should vote for us because of what we've done in South Africa and what we can do in South Africa. Once we've done that, you know, then we can have talks about what the 5% of what is our foreign policy, and they can look at our policy and then criticize or give suggestions. But at this stage, this election should be about domestic delivery. It should be about what's going to happen in South Africa for South Africa.
Well, there you go. Darren, thank you so much. Darren Bergman, he's a Member of Parliament from the DA, Democratic Alliance. Darren, if people do want to know more about the DA, actually delve into policies, figure out more about what the party is about, from what you've said, where can they find more information?
They can go onto the website, da.org.za. There's also WhatsApp groups that have been created throughout for every single constituency. They can join those WhatsApp groups. If anyone wants more information, your members of parliament, your councillors, are all on da.org.za. So you go onto the website, you go into Our People, you put in your address, you'll see who your councillor is or who your constituency head is.
There you go, Darren Bergman from the Democratic Alliance, carrying on with our different political party perspectives as we run up to the May 2024 elections. It's on the 29th. Don't forget, it's going to be a big election because of what is going on in the world at the moment. Very, very important that you vote.